We're doing Dov's Minute on Parshat Lech Lecha. The words Lech Lecha are said to Avraham Avinu twice in his lifetime. Once in the beginning of this week's Parsha and once at the end of next week's Parsha. In the beginning of this week's Parsha, Hashem tells Avraham, go to the land where people will be open to hearing your teachings. The people are open to monotheisms in Israel. So go teach monotheism there. Go there and you will be successful. At the end of next week's Parsha, Hashem tells Avraham the greatest challenge in his life. Go bind your son as a sacrifice. And over there too, the commandment begins with the words, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. It would seem that in our Parsha we can understand why the commandment begins with Lech Lecha, go for your sake. Because he stands to benefit a lot from it. But the Torah purposely reiterates the Lech Lecha when it seems like Avram is doing the most altruistic, the most dedicated act. He's sacrificing, he's offering his son. It's the thing he would like to do least. The Torah is telling us the dual nature of the service of Hashem. Sometimes it's a Lech, go. Sometimes it's a Lecha for you. It's always a Lecha. Even when we think I'm doing something for Hashem, just like in this week's parasha, at the beginning of his journey, Hashem tells him, Lech Lecha. Hashem reminds him at the end, at the 10th challenge of his lifetime, Hashem tells him, you should know, this is also Lech Lecha. When Hashem commands us, Hashem is never asking something for his own good. He doesn't need anything from us. It's always Lech Lecha. It's always for us. Laila.